हरे कृष्णा, एनलाइटनमेंट कल्मिनेट्स नॉट जस्ट इन कॉम्प्रिहेंशन बट ऑल्सो इन वंडर. द भगवद गीता हैज़ टू एंडिंग्स करस्पॉन्डिंग टू द टू पीपल हु हियर द गीता. सो द इट्स अर्जुना एंड कृष्णा, अर्जुना एंड संजय, एंड बोथ बिकम एनलाइटन्ड एज कैन बी सीन फ्रॉम देयर रिएक्शंस टुवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ द गीता. But their expressions on becoming enlightened reflect different facets of enlightenment. So, Arjuna in 18.73 responds while concluding, after Krishna concludes his message, by saying that Nashto moha smriti labdha tat prasadan mayachuta sitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So he said, Nashto moha smriti labdha. That moha, illusion is destroyed. Smriti labdha, that my memory is restored. Tat prasadan maya achyuta, by your mercy, O Lord Achyuta. Sitosmi gata sandeha, that my doubts have gone now. Karishye vachanam tava, I will do your will. What this means is that actually Krishna is telling Arjuna, that Arjuna is telling Krishna that if doubts have gone, if he's well situated, that means comprehension has dawned for in him. Comprehension of Krishna's infinite glory, of Krishna's being the well-wisher of all living beings, and therefore Arjuna concludes by saying Karishye Vachanam Tava. As Krishna is our greatest well-wisher, doing his will is the most auspicious course of action for all of us, and that's what Arjuna chooses to do. Now Sanjay, what does he say? His expression, his enlightenment is revealed in his absorption in Krishna and is being thrilled. He says that Rajan samsmritya samsmritya rupamatyadbhutam hare vismayo me mahan Rajan vishyami cha punah punah tatya samsmritya. So he says that actually vismayo me mahan Rajan. Vismay refers to astonishment. So astonishment. What does astonishment mean over here? Vismayo me mahan Rajan. So Arjuna, Sanjay actually expresses his emotions in 18.76 as well as 77. He speaks from 74, 75, 76, 77. Pertinent for us are what he's speaking in 76 and 77. He first says that this message itself is astonishing. And then he says the form of Krishna which I saw, that is also astonishing. And both of them are thrilling. Now, astonishment conveys an emotion distinct from comprehension. In comprehension, the focus is on knowing and understanding, whereas astonishment reflects a thrill coming from glimpsing something unknown or glimpsing a newer, bigger feature of something which we thought we had known earlier. And since both Arjuna and Sanjaya have become enlightened, then how do we reconcile their two distinct expressions of enlightenment? So actually, there is comprehension and there is astonishment. So that's because we have need to focus on the object of enlightenment that is revealed in the Gita. That object is Krishna. Krishna is infinite, and his very infinitude reconciles these two aspects. So when we understand, when we comprehend that Krishna is the source of all attractiveness, Krishna is the ultimate object of love, that Krishna should be the goal of our life, then we become focused fully on him and in serving him and doing his will. So this focus on serving Krishna is the aspect of enlightenment that is expressed by Arjuna. At the same time, because Krishna is infinite, when we focus on him without becoming distracted by him, then we start by because our consciousness becomes connected with him, we start appreciating more and more of his infinite sweetness, infinite greatness, and his inconceivable infiniteness. And thus, we are filled with a sense of wonder more and more and more. And thus, indeed, when we open ourselves to devotion to Krishna and progress on the path towards enlightenment, our life becomes enriched with both these emotions: comprehension, which brings determination, and astonishment, which brings thrill. And thus, our life becomes eternally enriched in devotion to Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.